you might wonder how these pictures get done. It is whoever is in the room that day we decide to do it. And so, like, in this picture, this is actually when we had done, when Eric and Cindy Sample were here. And these two guys up here were totally inebriated. And they're like, we want to be in the picture. Okay. And there was somebody's mom that was there. She'd never been there before. She was there that day. So it just doesn't make any difference. It's not about taking a picture of the people who are evangel as much as it is, like, you know, in the Old Testament, they used to pile up stones at places where God moved. And then every time that they would walk past there, that place historically, they would tell their children what God did at that point. And so I like this just because it gives us a chance to look back and remember, one, how thin we were, how much more hair we had in our head, and how we were different then. We were different then. I love the fact that we're still doing this. After 27 years, we're still doing this. We're still a family. We're still being who God's called us to be. We're not trying to pretend to be something we're not. You can wonder why evangel hasn't grown too much size-wise. You can wonder that till the cows come home. Who cares? I mean, who knows and who cares? We're just are who we are. And this is about him and the journey he has us on together. And today is one of those days. I mean, Holly and Jenna were going to share today. And Jenna's been doing a pretty good job of pushing Holly out and getting her to be the voice that she is. But she's snowed into the Precisons' house. She can't get out of the driveway. They live on the top of a big hill. And so I'm sure that I can't imagine what she's thinking right now. It's probably like,
she's relieved.
Is she relieved?
Yes.
No way.
No, she's just playing. She's good. She was amazing last night.
Yeah. And so Jenna's here, and she's going to share a little bit. And Sarah, why don't you come up for a sec? I just want you to share what you feel is going on in the room right now. This is Sarah. This is one of Jenna's very best friends. This is the girl who keeps Jenna out of trouble. This is the one who watches over her and organized and everything else. And so they've been together for a while. And she's been here a couple times. Share what you feel like God's doing in the room right now.
All right. I'm just going to pray real quick because I got to tune in. Thanks, Jesus. Jesus, we love you so much. Lord, help us to never take it for granted what it is that we have. It's easy to look to our left, to our right, in front of us or behind us, and look at what we don't have. But God, thank you for what it is that we do have. And we thank you that you're in this midst, as we got the opportunity and the privilege to worship you this morning. Just feel your presence here so strongly. We thank you that you are with your people here this morning. You know, there's a difference between singing and entering into the presence. And I really felt like we entered in this morning. You can feel the difference. I'm sure that you've experienced that, where it's like, oh, you could just sing the words. Oh, these are nice words. They're encouraging. It's a good tune. I know the person who wrote that song. But there's a difference between that and really posturing your heart before the Lord and letting it flow out of your spirit, man, letting it flow from your heart where we do touch a little bit of heaven. And I felt that this morning. And I just want to encourage you guys to think about that as you come in week after week, worship set after worship set, that this isn't just about singing the words. This isn't just about a nice song or some nice lyrics, but this is really, it's a privilege. It's a privilege to be here and to actually enter in, to actually step into the heart of God. He created us for worship. It's a privilege for us to get to do that. But what I really feel like him saying is, this isn't just a Sunday morning thing. Worshiping the Lord, entering into his presence is not just a Sunday morning thing or a Sunday night thing or whatever service that it is that you come to. Worshiping the Lord is something that happens on a daily basis. It can happen every minute of the day. And so it's a matter of what you're aware of. You can either look at your problems and you can look at all the things that need to be solved and fixed, or you can choose to focus on worshiping the Lord. Choose to focus on what it is that God is doing in the midst of your situations. It's your choice. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed and a lot of things that we wish were different. And we can't change those sometimes as much as we would really like to. But we can do something about what's going on in our hearts, how we are responding to it. So that was kind of what the Lord was doing in me this morning during worship, is I get to choose. Even if you're thinking about other things, you get to choose. You get to choose to enter in. You get to choose to worship. You get to choose to sing, to love on Jesus. Nobody can do that for you. Nobody can choose for you. Nobody can do the hard work for you. Nobody can force you to do it, but you get to choose. It's on you. So as you come in, as you leave here, as you go throughout the rest of your day, just remember, you get to choose what you focus on. You get to choose. I could say it 100 times, and I really pray that it sinks into your heart that you get to choose. And I promise you that if you choose to focus on what the Lord is doing, that your outlook on life changes. Because whatever it is that you focus on will grow. Isn't that true? I remember when I was a little kid and I didn't want to go to school one day. Well, maybe a lot. But one morning I woke up and decided, I think I'm going to be sick today. I wasn't really sick. But I chose that I was going to be sick that day. So I kept thinking about how bad I could feel to pretend that I was sick and prove to my mom that I was sick enough to stay home. You know what the crazy thing was? I started to feel bad for real. Because that's what I was choosing. And I will never forget that. I was probably in like elementary school. It was 100 years ago. I'll never forget it. What a life lesson. What do you want to increase in your life? What is it that you want to grow in your life? That's what you get to choose to focus on. That's what's going to grow. But it's up to you. So what do you get to choose? What do you want to choose? Jesus all the way. Yes. All right. That's my word for you guys this morning. Now your microphone's all sweaty because my lotion's sweaty.
Stay here for a second. So there have been hundreds of students at the Bethel School of Ministry that have received Sarah's pastoring. She's a pastor of students there. Was, still is. Mm-hmm. Now she has a bigger scope. Things are changing for her, and I just want to pray for her future. She has had a huge impact on students, hundreds, even maybe thousands of students at Bethel over the years. Which direction they go, how they get through life, where they go next, and what they're going to do next according to God's will. We just want to pray for her. So, Jen, why don't you come up here with me, and let's just reach out your hand towards Sarah, and let's just pray for what's next for her, that God would release it. Lord, you know her journey. You know where she's been. You know where she's going. And I'm convinced that you are so pleased with her. You're just pleased with who she is, pleased with what she's accomplished with her life. You're pleased with how she's poured herself out. And we pray for this next step, whatever it is, Lord, that it would be seven times more powerful on the earth. It's still powerful in heaven. But on the earth, there would be a huge increase in influence in Sarah's life. And anything that would want to come and say, no, not you, not now, it's not going to happen. We silence those voices, every single one of them, so she'd hear your voice, Jesus. So no voice is clearer than your voice, Lord.
Lord, I just thank you so much for this amazing woman. What an exciting time. Like, I literally get giddy thinking about what's coming. And Lord, I just pray that oh God, you're so extravagant. I just keep hearing extravagant. And I just say more, Lord, more than she has been able to dream, more than she can even let her mind wander. Just more, more. Such a season of just catapult soar through the stratosphere, you know? And Lord, I just pray that every bit of provision for every dream would just drop in her lap. Lord, that the dreams that she even forgot she had would be renewed and kissed and blessed. Lord, that there would be such an excitement, anticipation every day that she wakes up for what's going to happen today. That she becomes, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what God did. So yes, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for her and I bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. There you go, girl.
Thank you.
So Jenna is like the, I don't know, the girl who came home. I have been, ever since I met her, I've known that the Lord wanted her to know this is home. Because I had this sense from the very first time I met her that things were going to change dramatically for her and her ministry was going to grow and change and all that stuff. And it's happening. She's doing more and has more. The scope of her influence is growing greatly. A lot more than she will ever tell you, and I'm not going to sit up here and tell you what's going on in her life. It's not really that important because she's here. And that's the main thing. And I just wanted to know, I want you to know this is home for you. A home for you. There's lots of homes, but this is one of them. You're always welcome here, Jenna. And so she's going to share a little bit from her heart about what she feels like God's saying today. I just want to tell you that Carolyn is working with the, is that right?
Colleen.
I didn't think that sounded right. Colleen is working with the kids today, and she's going to release them to prophesy to each other. And she said, she's also going to say to them, some of you may feel like you have a word for the body. And so they may come out at the end wanting to prophesy. And I just want to let you know that because that's what she's praying for a release of is prophetic gifts. So that may happen at the end. And I just want to reiterate, if you're here, please be in the picture. Don't disqualify yourself or say, I'm not part of this. You know, I don't even know these people. Yeah, it doesn't really make any difference. This is where you were on Sunday. February 28th or February 18th. This is where you were. This is, and that's what we're going to document, who was in the room at that day. So that's going to happen a little bit, about 12:15 we'll do that. So stick around. And then there's food, and some of you didn't know that and didn't bring food, and that doesn't make any difference because there'll be plenty of food. We're just going to have a meal together. We're going to enjoy just hanging out together because we're celebrating all this stuff that the enemy wasn't able to take this body out. And there were a couple times when he tried really, really hard, and he almost won. And I just want to celebrate the fact that we won again. You know, we're still in this. We're still doing what God's called us to do in this community. And we have no idea where things are going and what he's about to do. But I'm excited to do it with you guys. I'm excited that we're going together. So Jenna, come on up. And have a blast. Enjoy this. Enjoy this.
Yay. Yes, Holly snowed in. She says she loves you guys. You know, I came in this morning, and I was like, I ain't got nothing. It always happens. Sarah's like, you'll figure it out in worship. And apparently, I must have still come under some of Holly's atmosphere, because I actually took some notes. So she might be, after 6 years, rubbing off on me. But I actually, it's funny, because it wasn't just... I asked Annie last night about that song, Extravagant. Like, I've been playing that on replay over and over, and my favorite line is, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, last weekend I had a crazy moment when I was at the Graham Cook Shambles conference. Stephanie Gretzinger and Hunter Thompson came to do worship, and we were in Angelus Temple. The stories that those walls could tell. I don't know how many of you guys know, but it's the temple that Amy Semple McPherson built. And I've been there, like, on ministry trips with Sarah, and have been through her house, and I've heard some things, but there was so many different walks of life there last weekend, you know? And there's a lot of Bethel people, Expression 58, which is Sean Bowles' church, Graham Cook peeps. Like, there's all these different people came together. There's balconies and layers. And I'm just lost in worship and listening to that song, and I'm just realizing how much of his love I was just getting taken under. And I open my eyes, and I just see thousands of people with their arms raised in this building, all getting wrecked with the love of God. And it doesn't make sense. And it's like, Lord, how did I get here? Do you see my life? Like, am I really here? Is this really happening? Like, this is huge. This is monumental. People are seriously shifting from the, I know there's healthy fear of the Lord and unhealthy fear of the Lord, but people are really starting to believe that God is a romantic. People are starting to read the word instead of filtering through fear and condemnation, and how, because if I want to find a scripture to condemn myself, I can. I have. Right? But what if it's read like a love letter? Right? I know last night when I left here, I was a mess. I had a hard time last night. Some of that stuff's really awkward. And like I was, I told Kevin this morning, I went home feeling really exposed, right? Like, I just don't live out loud with the angel stuff like I do out loud everything else. And once I got to the Kirkwoods last night and got in bed, me alone with God, he's like, you sat there and talked to them about not capping themselves off and fully bringing everything that they are and being fully them, no matter what it looks like, and not being fear of man. I'm like, oh. How's that for healthy conviction, right? And I realized I do have crazy testimonies. I do have crazy favor. I do see angels. I live in a world that I sometimes feel very alone in, that it's not something you can just sit down and have those same experiences with people.
But more than any of that, I know the love of God. I know the love of God. Being loved in your mess when your mind is twisted and your normal flesh wants to do lying and manipulating and conniving things, but you just keep, you know, you steer off, you come back. You steer off, you come back. Different people that have been on my journey, that when I've made messes, because flesh wins, that have loved me in that mess, has rocked my world. And I thought about what an exciting time this is for Evangel. How many of you guys have felt loved in this house? How many people have sat in this room before us that we don't know about in the last 27? I don't know everybody that's ever been here in 27 years. But there's testimonies, rich. You know, it's the Longview Evangelist Temple, right? I need a tissue, sorry. I don't know why I'm crying. Yeah. And I feel like some of you guys know some really rich testimonies, right? And last night I talked about the power of the testimony. What it unlocks when it's spoken is unreal. You know, I have my own testimonies here, especially from that first conference. Man, God was doing so much. I got mascara off, I can't see. God was doing so much in me behind the scenes, and this guy, whew, Jesus. That first conference, and it's like, every time I'd get scared or nervous, I'd just come back to that love, right? Because it's not about me. But it's like, when you can stand here and receive that love, even though all of us can come up with 10 million disqualifications why we're not worthy of it, what about when you choose it? I choose to love even when it completely opposes my own thought process. I choose to believe that God has a plan for me, even though I have had to reroute it through Surrey 10 million times, right? Thank God that God reroutes, right? It's extravagant. It doesn't make sense. You'll never comprehend the way he loves us. It's okay to not understand. We try to fit it in a box. You know that scripture about he'll take the least of the least to teach the wise? Right? And we all know blowing up boxes is my favorite thing. Like, it makes me really happy. And I love poking the religious spirit more than ever. It makes me come alive because I'm like, why would you have him trapped? Why? Why does it have to look like this? So the one, worship, get back to rabbit trails here. I was listening, like, I loved the list of songs today. I was thinking about where it said he's moving here in front of me. And I thought he is because he's in all of you. Right? What does it look like? Like, think about it. We've read the Bible, most of it. Or we've seen, you know, videos of the Bible on YouTube, you know. But Jesus, when he walked the earth, walked, get that, right? No navigation, no nothing, he just walked. Was so in love with everyone around him, right? And so in tune with the Father's love that when he be healed, done, right? Flicking flies with demons, right? Done. That same power and authority is in you. And it's not about, you know, like, I've been kind of chewing on this thing about how many times have we gone and gathered around somebody and we pray for them and our thought process is, I hope this works. Man, wouldn't it be cool if they got touched by God? Well, what if your hand on their shoulder is them being touched by God? Right? this gets in the way. And I know I've spoken it before, like I'm huge about choosing God's truth even when it opposes our own, right? And I was like, he is moving here in front of me. Every one of you guys have the power. You know, miracles are still alive. The word's alive, right? I know a lot of people who know the word and don't know God. And my prayer for them, it isn't like, it's Lord, let them have a radical encounter and let their relationship with you equal. Because you mix that together, that is a powerhouse. Knowing the word like that and knowing God like that together, wow, that's like the recipe for extravagance, right? And then, what was the other one? Oh, yeah, the all of heaven roars your name. That is not just on Sunday mornings. That's not just because we get the worship going and we get some little God bumps and we're feeling it, so we stand up, yeah! I do that all the time, actually. That's going on all the time. Like, think about it. Close your eyes for a second. Think about heaven. Ask the Lord to show you. All the angels, all of the people that are no longer here on earth, roaring the name of God. Can you imagine what that feels like? To be so engulfed in worship without your head. Well, you know what I mean. No questions, no doubts, pain-free, hurt-free. That is going on all the time. And the word says we have the power to tap into that at any moment. It's bound on earth and loosed in heaven, right? You feel anxiety? Say, anxiety, go. I loose the shalom of heaven over myself in Jesus' name. It's accessible all the time, and faith is our key. It's always accessible. I feel like there's some people in the room that are so close to experiencing that flood. That love, what does it take? We can go after all day long what's keeping you from it. It gets old, right? What is it? What is the truth that you need to align with to be able to be fully engulfed? Not what lie do you need to break off? Because that has to happen sometimes, yes. But in this case, all I keep hearing is the tangible love of God. So what truth is it that you need to align with in order to get just knocked out, right? I have been one of the most shadiest people in my past, but I'm not anymore. And it was really big for me. I saw a meme once, thank you, Facebook, that said your gifts and your favor can open up doors that your character can slam shut. I was like, oh snap, I don't want to be one of those people. You know, and so that's why it was important for me to talk about what God said last night. I want to repent for that. I'm not going to sit here and talk to you guys about fully bringing who you are and then be awkward myself, right? But I feel like there's an invitation right now for an encounter. God, I'm dripping in it right now. I'm trying to hold it together. But there's an invitation for an encounter. You know, I don't know if I've shared this here or not, but one time I was on a ministry trip. And I would always try to hold back so much of who I was. And I had a lot of wounds from trying to step into that person. And I'd gone to LA with Sarah. And I discovered me on Skid Row. I know you guys have heard me say that before. Like, my spirit freaked out. Like, I was so stoked. Like, I literally, the way I felt like I could just go bam, bam, bam. I could have, actually. I did a little bit. But I, like, when you feel God on you that much, oh man, how many times do we hold that back, right? So anyways, later that night, well, I got to minister to a guy that literally had just gotten out of prison for murder, and it just wrecked me. But that night we had met up at a church, and we had the choice to go to the brothels, the homeless, or the witch doctors. And I'm like, I'm going to Demonville. Like, I was so excited. I was so pumped. I got to experience what it was like to be me and not freak people out, right? And so I was like ready to just bust out in it. And ended up talking to a guy that was the head of the sex trafficking. My flesh was not having it, but my spirit was so much bigger than my body. And I don't know what happened after, but I do know that when I said to him, hi, do you have a word for me? Yeah? Hi. That's adorable. I like your boots. I want lights in my boots. So not fair. And my shoes. That's awesome. I remember thinking, well, what I said to him is, I said, I know the sick, twisted, vile things that you do. But I also saw his heart, and he was stuck, and there was no way he could get out. He was in it forever. It's all he'd ever known, you know? And I was like, the only way that you're going to get out of this is you let God, let Jesus come in and love you in the pit of your mess. You know, why do we get an idea when the word says, come fully as you are? Right? Fully as you are, if you are running sex trafficking, is still fully as you are. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right? Can I get an amen? Fully as you are is fully as you are. That means engulfed in your sin, right? So then, now we know God, and we know the love of God, and we're doing all right. We go to church, we worship, we get wrecked, we fall out, we pray for people. But we still make mistakes. And now, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I knew better becomes my next big block. Because now I don't have an excuse. It's easy to accept that love when you're in the pits of hell and you know God's pulling you out. But now that you know better and you mess up, whatever you think your mess up is, I get mad at myself. I beat myself up over the stupidest things ever. But it doesn't take long for me to come out of it now, right? So all that to say, what is the truth that you need to align with? What level is it that you think you have to get to in order to experience that? I don't know if Adam and Annie want to sing that song again or if we want to play it, whatever you guys want to do. But I really think there's an invitation in that song. You know, all the time I always I do experience a lot of really, really crazy, epic testimonies. But the thing is that I wouldn't be where I'm at and going where I'm going and doing what I'm doing if I was not completely aligned with that love of God. And trying to tap into that when you feel really unlovable is hard sometimes. It's not easy. But I do feel like there's an invitation. I felt it since worship. So either I'm just completely having this crazy moment all by myself, or God's seriously moving in the room. How many of you guys are so hungry that you'll do anything to experience that today? So let's. Yeah.
Before I was feeling, at the break, I was feeling like the Lord was going to, I know this is putting on you, but I'll go with it too. But like he was going to call some people out in the of this room and invite them in, that he wanted you to know that he was speaking through someone else to call you into this thing. And
I even have some words of knowledge for
you. Yeah, cool. One of the, I'll just tell you a couple of couples, Bob and Marge, I felt like the Lord was calling you into it, into something. And there's probably more. It's hard when you know people so much and you know where they're at. But I feel like the Lord is calling some, like Dwayne and Sandy, I felt like he was calling you two into something that was, I love the fact that it's extravagant, because that's, to me, that says it's something beyond anything we could do on our own or devise on our own or even seek after on our own. But extravagance is something that he has that's really kind of untouchable by man. So anyway, at least you two couples, I know you're, God's calling you into whatever Jenna's laying out for us today.
And there was a gentleman I saw during, that came up for communion. I'm scanning faces here. In the back, in the far corner. Yeah, I would love for you to come up here. I just feel like the Lord, I don't even know what it is, but I just feel like the Lord really has something for you. Even though it's not a Seahawks hat. Yeah. Yeah, I do. And, dude, I don't know why I'm so undone this morning, man. I'm like, but I do, I just want to take a moment, and I want you guys to ask the Lord, Lord, what is the truth I need to align with? Yeah. To step into that extravagance, no questions, no fears, no doubts. No, you know what? I'm just going to be loved right now and the rest will work out. You know? Even if you don't have the healing you've been contending for or don't have the finances you've been praying for right now in this moment. So I just want to take a minute for that. For those of you that want to come up, please, if you want. To stand up and walk forward. Yeah, now. Right now, this minute.
I just feel like he's saying, if you want it, come forward. Even if you weren't called out, or if you don't know what that means, if you're feeling like, I want that, then come forward. It's an invitation for everyone.
Only heaven knows just
just how far you'd go to say you love us, to say you love us. And you don't belittle our pain and our suffering. You comfort us in our greatest unraveling, Jesus, my Jesus. And you are the dawn that is breaking within me. And you are the sun that is rising around me, Jesus. Jesus, it's extravagant, it doesn't make sense, we'll never comprehend the way you love us. It's unthinkable, only heaven knows. When you pull me close, no, I won't resist it. Here is all my love, it's yours. No conditions. When you pull me close, no, I won't resist it. Here is all my love, it's yours. No. When you pull me close, no, I won't resist it. Here is all my love, it's yours. No conditions. When you pull me close, no, I won't resist it. No, I won't resist it. Extravagant, and it doesn't make sense. We'll never comprehend the way you love us. It's unthinkable. Only heaven knows just how far you'd go to say you love us. It's extravagant. Doesn't make sense, we'll never comprehend the way you love us. It's unthinkable, only heaven. Just how far you go doesn't make sense. We'll never comprehend the way you love us. There's no hide and seek. There's no space between you and I. You and I. You are closer than the very oxygen I'm breathing in. I breathe you in. You are. Even as I wait, you come in close. like starlight in the dark. Endless smiles can't conceal you, and every glimmer is a spark, catching fire as you break through. And oh, you're not far away, you're coming close. And oh, even as I wait, you're coming close. Down, but still I feel you, and every shadow's turning bright, every broken heart is made new.
It's really cool what's going on in the room right now. There's just a lot of people who are praying and loving and paying attention to what God's paying attention to right now. So I don't want to disrupt that because there's a lot happening, but thank you, Jenna. Lord, we lift Jenna up to you today, too, and I know that there's a lot that you have in store for her in these next 6 months, a year, that are that really define, extravagant defines them, what you have ahead for her, in a better way than almost any other word. And the constant challenge is to hear your voice and do what you say to do, Lord, and not just follow opportunities or even follow open doors, but to really hear your voice and say yes to you. We pray that for Jenna, that she would, her discernment would pick up even greater. Her ability to hear your voice moment by moment would increase. I know that she's had experience that would convince her that it's at a pretty high level now, but nothing compared to what you want to do, Lord. I really believe that there's a day coming soon in the future when she's going to speak to nations. So, Lord, prepare her now to be able to trust you in extravagant situations. Prepare her now, Lord, even at this moment, right now. Prepare her heart to be able to do the thing, the very thing that you want her to do. With grace, confidence. Thank you for her faithfulness to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, we need to get the kids out.